Yeah, it got brought up because I've got a little splinter, boy. I was on there for 5 years with an egg, and I had a little skillet to put in there with water. Just let it turn, and they call it poaching.
They don't taste good.
No. No. It's all about the trouble I had to have that. This thing boiled.
Yeah. Would they ever take any other kind of cornbread? Would they ever mix any parts of the hog in with the cornbread?
Maybe some people did, but not us. I don't remember, never had that.
Okay. Now, different parts of the hog, like salt meat, would be made from. Did you ever have a lot of fat on the meat that you made?
Oh, yeah. You saw the crack. Like I said, the meat cracker was that. They take, you see, they used to kill a hog, and they keep only the meat. All that fat would come out and make the cracker. Was, oh, that's delicious, this cracker. And they'd make that and put that in a... Like my mother, like her, she had a big, big bucket with a cover on it, and she put them in there. Now that's for, that would last for months and months. My daddy used to eat that with some rice.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I eat everything in the fridge, and every day I never touch anything, never look at anything anymore. The very first day, that was it. Never want to see nothing anymore after that. It's just like when you make a bread pudding. I'll eat the bread pudding, or my daughter would eat the bread pudding the very time when you make it. And after that, you never touch it. When I make a bread pudding, I make it today. I say all the neighborhood here. Because we don't eat at this school.
When you cut the side of a hog, what'd you call that?
The side of the hog?
You ever see them hanging up?
Yeah, well, it's one part of the hog. They put it up, they cut it in half, and then one side of the hog and the other side, so it's hanging by the lathe, you know?
Side of bacon.
Uh-huh, the you see here, they never make no bacon. I don't know how they make the bacon up, but you never make no bacon or anything like that. Just like I said, take all that fat out of the meat and make crackers.
Yeah. The kind of meat that you buy might tend to eat with your eggs, you know?
Mm-hmm. You mean the steak chops?
Okay. Do you ever buy meat sliced real thin to eat with your eggs?
Oh, well, if you add the slice, that's the bacon then. Yeah, well, we buy it like that, but we never make any like that up. My olden days, we didn't even know what bacon was.
You would cut that kind of edge off the bacon. What would you call that? You cut off
the fat, you mean? The fat around the,
Yeah. Before you slice the bacon, was there kind of an edge, say, off the bacon that you sliced off?
Mm-mm. Not if it's because the skin stay on it to make the bacon.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever buy parts of the hog that you might cut up and cook yourself?
Oh, yeah.
That's all what?
That's called a pokal. What is that? Or a shoulder. Poke shoulder. That's poke shoulder. Or you can go buy salt meat by a shoulder. I call them a shoulder.
Mm-hmm. The fellow who cuts them up for you.
They're already cut when you go there. They're already picked. You got your choice. You can take anything, pork chop, or pork shoulder, or pork roast, or anything. It's already cut there.
Who cut them? The
butcher.
When your father killed a hog, did you ever see him kill him?
No, I don't think. They kill him with a knife, but he got the knife exactly for us. But I can see the knife, but I never saw it. I'd go hide myself when they kill a hog.
Yeah, but they
stung them right by the heart. No, not there. Right to the heart.
That's where they...
You can see the knife in the heart when they take it all off. Now you can look at it because they use the heart, the liver, and everything to make a soup for the breakfast. And pick our fish. And you can see the point of the knife in the heart. Now these days they shoot. But my daddy has his knife just for that. That is good. It's got him right in the heart.
The inside parts of the hall, like